Bueno, Fahrenheit son de cosas también. So they are Francis de Marzo St. Joseph. So the Wednesdays es consecrated to St. Joseph. So we have to keep studying more about him. Remember, the more we know of Mary and Joseph, the more we know about our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the teachings that we forget because we are accustomed to we are used to live in a human mode that we focus in great things, humanly speaking, and we forget what at the human size looks very small, very humble. That is the problem why in our spiritual life we have a tendency of forgetting about Saint Joseph because he's the most humble of all saints, after our Lord and our Lady, of course. And in fact, in spiritual life, is the opposite of what we see, humanly speaking. Why? Because there's a principle in spiritual life. The most humble are the means we use to go to God. The most powerful are they are. This is why we go through the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the most humble of all handmaids of the Lord. She said. But Saint Joseph is the same with Saint Joseph. If we forget about him, it's because we are not used to humble means. We don't like humble means. We want the quick, the grandeur, the splendor of the what is what we know about religion. And Saint Joseph precisely is the hidden, powerful means to get everything from God. So I want to speak about a point about Saint Joseph. Joseph means increase. This is what Joseph means, increase. Means that his life was like the Blessed Virgin Mary, he was increasing in holiness, in humility, in virtues, in gifts of the Holy Ghost, in sanctifying grace. He never committed a imperfection or a venial sin at all, Saint Joseph, like the Blessed Virgin Mary. So he was increasing in holiness, increasing in humility and everything as the time was passing by. It's because in the hidden life, our union with our Lord has to increase in perfection. But when it's a question of the glory of God in the external, so what is out of us, is the opposite. It's why St. John the Baptist, when he announced the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, when he points out to the apostles, to the disciples, the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "It's necessary for him to increase and I for me to decrease." That is precisely what means the glory of God. So what is external to us, we have to diminish completely. This is humility, precisely, to be little, because we are living in the presence of God, and only God has to appear. God has to appear. God is the only one who should appear, in fact. It's very, very important, these 2 points. This is why we focus in the spiritual life at individual level. And if we do something in the external, it has to be for God's sake. It has to be for the glory of God. Has to be done for a duty of state or because God wants it, has to do it. So we were speaking about yesterday about silence. Saint Benedict says that we don't speak unless we have permission or unless it's our duty of state. For God's sake. Not because I like or I want to say something, no. It's never should be a human reason why we speak. Otherwise, we are precisely, we will be taking glory for us. If I want to speak something which is not nothing conducive to eternal life or to God's glory, I am stealing time from the others and glory, and the glory is for me in that moment. The honor, the attention is upon me. This is why God wants our Lord wants us to point out Saint Joseph at the beginning and Our Lady, of course, because they are together. No, es que when we speak about Our Lady, we never should leave out Saint Joseph, and when we speak about Saint Joseph, we never should leave out Our Lady. It's a mistake. It's a mistake of Catholics, because they have not been taught. They are always together. So our Lord points out Our Lady and Saint Joseph in the Holy Family as the parents, our parents also, virginal parents, to follow, so to be nourished, to be taught, and to be protected. This is why, for the fourth, because the fourth commandment is to honor father and mother. We are obliged to honor, to love, to respect, and to pray, and to repair even Saint Joseph and Mary, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the devotion to Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary is obligatory for the fourth commandment. It's not, cannot be left out as an option. Something that people doesn't realize. So Saint Joseph has to be there. Therefore, when our Lord points out to Our Lady and Saint Joseph as our spiritual parents, means that we must increase with them constantly. So be united to them, like Saint Joseph. With Saint Joseph in his protection, we increase in everything, because he is the one who has the administration of the goods of God. As the Patriarch Joseph, as the patron of the Catholic Church, as the head of the Holy Family, he's the one who governs, administers whatever we have. Yes. So this is why we have to give to him our sanctification, our prayers, our love, our trust. And to increase together with him. This is the plan of God. A little boy, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was a little boy, he was growing, the gospel says, growing in wisdom and age before men. It's also for us the same. So we grow in wisdom and age, but inside in Nazareth, inside the Holy Family house. So spiritually speaking, we have to be living in the Holy Family of Nazareth, in the house of the Holy Family. And that will completely fulfill the request from God of seeking after the perfection. So I want just to point out that perfection, to pursue perfection, to increase in perfection, is obligatory. Catholics have the tendency to think that it's only for religious or for priests. No. Perfection, in fact, is the first commandment. We are obliged to aim to perfection. We are obliged to fight back our imperfections. Not only the sins, not only venial sins, even imperfections. We are obliged. How many people who doesn't want to change the way they are, or the temperament, the character, the cold, harder, or not too very kind way of doing or saying things? We have to change those things. We must to aim to perfection. And it's an effort of every minute of our life. We don't stop. We're supposed to not stop about that. This is why Saint Benedict, I tell you, Saint Benedict is very wise. He obliged his monks to do the only vow, which is Benedictine, which is conversion. You say, well, you are sinners. No, it doesn't mean that. Conversion means that today we are supposed to be better than yesterday. And tomorrow, if God give us life, tomorrow has supposed to be better than today. We are supposed to be better. So by a vow, we oblige ourselves to be better every day. If we don't want to do that effort, we commit a sin. We break our vows, in fact. And this is in the rule of Saint Benedict. Because the degrees of humility, he says, is a ladder. He said, by humility we got to go to God. We climb the ladder to God. This is why he gives 12 degrees. We have to be practiced all together. And he said, by pride, by self-exaltation, by selfishness, we descend. We go down. And we want to increase, like Saint Joseph, increase. That means humility, sanctification, holiness. It's why that is the focus. So the focus is Mary and Saint Joseph in the spiritual life in order to be like Jesus. Because the teachers God said to us as intermediaries is Our Lady and Saint Joseph. Very few realize that. This is why we do the consecration to Saint Joseph. And to be consecrated to Saint Joseph means to be consecrated to the Most Holy Family automatically. Because he is the door to the Holy Family. He is the head of the Holy Family. He is the administrator of the Holy Family is between us and the Holy Family. We need to enter our Lady and our Lord. We need Saint Joseph. We need his permission, his help, his wisdom, his protection, his dignity. So he was the only worthy to be in the presence of our Lady and our Lord as husband to Mary and as virginal father to Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's worthy. So we want to present ourselves in front of Mary and Jesus. We have to go with Saint Joseph the whole time. So the same we say about Our Lady, that we cannot go away from her. We must say that of Saint Joseph. We must be in his arms, under his protection. He's watching upon us, especially for the manly virtues. Especially that today we have the crisis of fatherhood and the authority, because those who are in charge of authority, they are not doing their jobs. So the only one who can replace a father is Saint Joseph. So I will say not replace, but to fill up the gap that fathers are lacking is Saint Joseph. This is the order in the spiritual life. This is what God wants. This is why for the church, for the Pope, for the bishops, the priests, and the fathers of family, to do their duties well, had to do it with Saint Joseph, together with him. So Saint Joseph wants the secrets of spiritual life, which very few understand, or they don't want to, they don't care too much, because they don't have an idea what is humility about. The most humble are the means that we go to our Lord. The better, the most powerful they are. So Saint Joseph is there. Of course, when we say Saint Joseph, we mean Mary. And when we say Mary and Joseph, we say Jesus. So because the three are together always, completely. In the plan of God, there is a family. A family is always a oneness, a unity of power, of love, of will. Of mind. It's a unity. This is why the greatest unity on earth is, and the base of the foundation of the Holy Church is the Holy Family. This is why very important to have the devotion to Saint Joseph, along with the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's missing, that link is missing to many people. So this is why we have to take out Saint Joseph from his hidden place, to do our consecration to him, and to entrust to him our devotion to Mary, to entrust to him especially the manly virtue that we need today, fortitude to fight. Saint Joseph was the appointed by God to protect the child Jesus against Herod, against in the flight to Egypt, against the devil, against the trials, the temptations of the devil, against the Holy Family. Saint Joseph is the one who was fighting back on behalf of our Lord and our Lady. So the fighter, the one who is facing the and the front line, is Saint Joseph, behind Our Lady and Our Lord. We're missing that point. We're missing that link. And we don't dispose ourselves because there's no manliness nowadays. Men and women like that fortitude. You see, we don't have a saints, we don't have a religious, we don't have vocations, we don't have priests or seminarians, because that manly virtues of fortitude of the Holy Ghost with Saint Joseph are lacking. It is said that Saint Joseph, because he's the terror of devils, in the litanies, was a gift from God, not given to anyone. But after him was Saint Benedict. But in such a way that any time the devil sees Saint Joseph flees, it's an outrage, in turmoil, it's defeated completely. Because Saint Joseph is a terror of devils by himself, his name, his presence, his images, his scapula, the cordon of Saint Joseph for chastity, the medal, and especially the consecration. It's all that we need. It's all that we need to fight back in this crisis. So this is where we pray. We pray that family, we realize this, father of families, and especially priests, that we cannot do our job as fathers if we don't have Saint Joseph with us. But full time, not only once in a while, full time. Let's pray for that grace to Our Lady and Saint Joseph and our Father and Son and Holy Ghost. Amen.